Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Monday, September the 10th, 2018. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 13 years, the first 9 years of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public. And the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I really think people should consider emigrating away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So, let's talk about today's show. Well, War Fever Grips the World is the title of today's show, and I kick off with really bad news about how Britain in particular has all gone all gung-ho on the concept of war with Russia. Very, very sad when a country gets to that fever of warlike endeavour. You can be pretty sure that war is not far off. And I do say this with a heavy heart, ladies and gentlemen. This is not something that I take any pleasure in talking about. Well, a great many currencies around the world are in complete meltdown. And this is what happens when you overspend, you print too much, and you try to generate an illusion of solvency. In the end, it all comes back to hit you in the face. So I'm going to talk about that for a while. Then I'm going to talk about Trump having got sucked into taking credit for the false growth figures, which I wouldn't mind, except that when those figures get reversed, Trump has to take the responsibility for that too, which he won't, which of course will detract immensely from his credibility. But this is par for the course for all politicians. The next one is about telling the truth in a sea of lies. And I will be talking about Edward Snowden, Charles Manning, Ukraine, various different examples of where the truth really takes a back seat to reality. Then I'm going to talk a little bit about what happens when the government refuses to enforce the law. I've got some examples for you. And it's pretty shocking, really. They enforce the law selectively. And, of course, it's all political. And the political bent in the United States is currently left-wing. So you can tell which laws get enforced and which don't. That's all you really need to know. Need to talk more about student loan debt. America is drowning in more student loan debt than ever before. So I'm going to give you some interesting facts, some statistics, which are pretty horrifying and which drive the point home. I'm getting asked more and more when this ridiculous rally on Wall Street is going to end. And I talk about what I think is going to be the backdrop to the ultimate crash scenario. And then I will finish with a piece about people, Americans, struggling to pay for their basic needs. Did you know that 4 in 10 Americans are struggling to pay for things such as groceries or housing? This is from a new study from the Urban Institute. So I'll talk a little bit about that. All right, well, for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, I will gladly email 3 free shows to each of you independently so that you can sample the content of information that I provide in my twice weekly broadcast. All you have to do, send me an email and in the subject line write something like sample shows, and I will know what to do. And I hope that after listening to the free shows, you'll choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times you're living in. Anyway, feel free to select any 3 shows, but I highly recommend that of June the 29th, which is my mid-year assessment. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Well, with that, I will just quickly give you my information and sign off. My email address, which is actually emblazoned on the Podbean page you're probably looking at, it is rwlmartin1@aol.com. My Facebook address is www.facebook.com/RichardMartin's Wake Up Call, all one word. And my Twitter address is www.twitter.com/RMWakeUpCall. Now, I have a few extra comments I post during the week. The heavier ones go into the Facebook page, and the one-liners go into the Twitter account. So do enjoy those as well. They're not, they are free. And so with that, I will sign off. I will wish you all a very successful and pleasant week ahead. This is Richard Martin, back at you on Friday. Until then, bye-bye.